Hello, I'm Nancy Dineen, and we're in IPR's Studio A with the Telegraph Quartet, a celebrated chamber ensemble, recipients of the prestigious Naumburg Chamber Music Award. And the Telegraph Quartet is performed around the world. They're in residence this week, concertizing and coaching chamber music at Interlaken's College of Creative Arts. Their next performances include Wednesday evening, tonight, and Saturday evening at 8 p.m. in Corson Auditorium. Thank you all for being here.
It's our pleasure.
Today we'll hear violinists Eric Chin and Joseph Maley, violist Pei-Ling Lin, and cellist Catherine Bates of the Del Sol Quartet. Usually, it's another group based in San Francisco, and she joins the group this week, sitting in for Jeremiah Shaw, who is the cellist with the Telegraph Quartet. Why Telegraph, Joseph?
That's a good question. I'll try to give you the short answer. There's a landmark in San Francisco called Telegraph Hill, and after many, many names going through a number of things, we figured, oh, it's a simple pronunciation, and it's regional, and it kind of shows where we're from. Also, there's Telegraph Avenue over in Berkeley. So depending on what part of the Bay you're from, that's what we're named after.
And it's certainly memorable for folks who aren't from there. Telegraph really catches your ear and makes you say, why Telegraph? What will you be playing for us first?
Well, first on the program today is Dvorak's Cypresses. It's just the ninth song from his Cypresses. They were transcriptions from an earlier work called Echo of Songs.
Wonderful. The Telegraph Quartet on Interlaken Public Radio. Cypresses by Antonín Dvořák. That was the ninth movement of Cypresses. The Telegraph Quartet on Classical IPR in Studio A. Joseph Maley is one of the violinists. And Joseph, I wanted to ask you, it's a modern time In previous generations, people didn't even have to consider how digital media fits into what their group does. How do you all employ digital media?
We have a Twitter handle. We have Instagram. We have Facebook. The idea is to just get the word out to as many people as we can in our own community, in the Bay Area, and also we have things up on YouTube.
Oh, great.
For sure.
Great. You mentioned that you're from the Bay Area, San Francisco area, and you travel and perform around. Obviously, you find yourselves here in northern Michigan. Best part and most challenging part of being on the road?
The best part is that we get to meet new people. We get to see new places. I'd say also the best and worst part can be the food. So, yeah, there's also the difficulties of, flying overnight for a concert or something like that, which we try to very much avoid.
You brought three pieces today. What can our audience expect to hear next?
Okay, well, next up is going to be from Beethoven's Opus 130, one of his incredible late quartets. It's going to be a very brief movement from that. It's the second movement. It's a kind of very condensed scherzo and trio movement featuring our on first violin, Eric, kind of doing some pyrotechnics.
Pyrotechnics from Beethoven. This is music from Opus 130, the Telegraph Quartet on Interlaken Public Radio. The second movement of Beethoven's Opus 130 Quartet, performed by the Telegraph Quartet on Interlaken Public Radio today. This is Classical IPR. Our guests, the Telegraph Quartet, are in residence at Interlaken Center for the Arts this week, with performances tonight and Saturday night in Corson Auditorium, each of those concerts at 8 p.m. For more on tickets, you can go to tickets.interlaken.org. Now, I understand you all have a CD release coming out soon. Next month, what's on that CD?
So the idea of the CD was to kind of feature composers who may not get the kind of credit or exposure that, the usual incredible Beethoven, Mozart, Haydn, those kinds of composers, and to also feature 20th century works. So on the CD, we have Benjamin Britten, a very early work, Three Divertimenti, We have Leon Kirshner. He's an American composer who was taught by Schoenberg. His first string quartet, which sounds a lot like Bartok in many ways. And then Webern, Anton Webern. This has been recorded a certain amount, but you know, it's one of those pieces that's just such a gem of the 20th century repertoire. It's the Fünf Sätze, the five movements. So very brief, but incredibly evocative and emotional.
So look for that new release by the Telegraph Quartet next month. I'm curious, when you're looking at a season, coming up with your programming for the season or what goes on which concert, do you have meetings about that?
Yes, we have extensive meetings about that. Actually, that's probably one of the hardest things we end up having to decide because, you know, what in this day and age, you know, what you play kind of defines the kind of group that you are. And also because, you know, we really, it's about the music, right? So we want to play and share works that we're incredibly passionate about. To figure it out, I don't know, for our quartet, we have to turn them into actual, you know, concerts. So we kind of figure out what pieces go together, and it's kind of like a package. So if you're offering it to a particular venue or presenters, you can say, well, how about these three pieces together or these four together? And as far as the variety of what we're trying to do, we're trying to have one foot in the classics and one foot in the 20th century and 21st century works. So that idea of the album is something that we try to bring into all of our concerts in the season. So bringing works like, for instance, you're going to hear a piece coming up by Weinberg.
For us today here in the studio.
And here in the studio, yeah. Mieczysław Weinberg, he's a Polish-Soviet composer, lived right around the same time as Shostakovich, and he's just now starting to become kind of coming out of the cracks, coming out, dusting off his music. A number of people are playing his stuff, and we wanted to champion it as well, so we'll be doing his sixth quartet. Thank you.
Music from the String Quartet No. 6 by Mieczysław Weinberg. That was the first movement, and it was performed by the Telegraph Quartet on Interlochen Public Radio. I want to thank you all for coming today, the Telegraph Quartet in residence this week at Interlochen Center for the Arts. It's been great having you here.
It's great being here.
Thank you.
For tickets to hear them tonight or Saturday night, go to tickets.interlochen.org. I should say tonight and or Saturday night. The Telegraph Quartet in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. This program was engineered by Michael Culler. I'm Nancy Deneen, and this is Classical IPR.